Over the past few years, Hong Kong has been subjected to many changes and trials. Amid the current immigration wave, many professionals have left Hong Kong. In addition, Hong Kong's strict anti-pandemic measures have also caused some talent and enterprises from overseas to leave Hong Kong. At present, Hong Kong is faced with the loss of its labor force and brain drain at the same time. The two are overlapping but separate problems. Some people have moved out of the city out of ideology and political disgust. Even if the economy and people's livelihood really improve, it may not be possible to bring them back. Anyway, Hong Kong must woo top talent from all over the world to promote the development of industries such as innovation and finance. Hong Kong's return to normal amid the pandemic is lagging behind. However, given the current pace, it is believed that the full reopening of borders to the outside world is not out of reach. If the trajectory of the pandemic does not change significantly, the authorities should implement 0+0 as soon as possible. As for wooing talent and companies, it is a long-term policy. Quality is more important than quantity. The key is to ensure that the measures are strong, are implemented properly, and can meet the long-term needs of Hong Kong. Thanks for listening to this MainPulse editorial, brought to you by Iris Wong, lecturer of Hong Kong Community College, HKCC, PolyU.